Good morning. Each year the high school seniors write papers on the topic, I will glorify my Lord Jesus in my approach toward sexuality. Occasionally I share some excerpts from those. I'm going to do that this morning. I can't read a whole paper, and I'd like to share excerpts from a different one, so you're not going to get a view of the total approach that they made, but excerpts from three of their papers. Why do we strive to glorify God? 1 Corinthians 6:20 reads, "For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. If someone died for you, wouldn't you respect them? Wouldn't you strive to live a life that your hero would be proud of?" Well, this is exactly what happened to us. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to die for us, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Think about that for a moment. God died for us. We deserve the death. In fact, we deserve worse than death. Hell. What is even more amazing is why he did this. He did it because he so loved the world. He loved Jonah, who thought he knew better than God. He loved David, who committed adultery with Bathsheba. He loved the men who took part in his own crucifixion. He loved not only the man on the cross who repented, but also the man on the cross who did not. And of course, he loves you. You who could not even begin to fathom the extent of the sins you have committed. But God does not see those sins. He sees you in Christ as a perfect man. Isn't that a good reason to glorify him? Sexual immorality is a sin against our own bodies, which are temples of God. We read in 1 Corinthians 6, "Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?" One atrocious example of this world's skewed perspective on sexual immorality is an essay written by a judge of the D.C. Circuit. The recently appointed Cornelia Picart is trying to rule abstinence-based education is unconstitutional. This is a flagrant offense against God's will. God makes his will regarding sexuality abundantly clear. In Hebrews 13, verse 4, God declares, "Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral." In his unending wisdom, God laid the plans for sex to be a part of that lifelong union of marriage between one man and one woman. Anything else is an abomination to him. The approach to sexual purity can be described as a baseball game. I am not referring to the approach of having each base be another step in the way to having sex, but rather one that truly reflects my salvation. I, a sinner, am up to bat. Satan is pitching. He's throwing the ball of temptation. The goal is for me to hit the temptation out of the park. I approach the plate having practiced many times. I've studied Scripture and learned to deny Satan's ways, and yet there have been those times when I've been lazy and have not strived to improve my skills. I am weak, and I may fall short. For my bat, I use the cross of Christ, and I am strengthened with the power of the Spirit. With these, I plan to ruin the ERA and pitching record of Satan and send him downcast back to the dugout. But Satan is a real devil on that mound, and he has some nasty pitches. His curveball looks like a harmless ball, and yet always seems to strike its target. The same with his slider. And his knuckleball dances in front of me, shaking me into a lack of confidence. His fastball can burn by me without my knowledge. And his changeup makes me feel falsely confident, believing I have control of that pitch. I'm going to get the upper hand. There is a catch. One strike, one pitch not hit out of the park is an automatic out. In order to win, I must have a batting average of 1,000, and all of them have to be home runs. This seems like an impossible task. I and all others fail. There's no way we can accomplish a perfect batting average. But I have a pinch hitter. He stood at the plate for me, and he cranked one long ball out after another. He was completely selfless, giving all of his glory to God in heaven. God sent his Son to take my place at the plate and to give his statistics to me. His perfect score is now credited to me, and I have gained the victory. However, in order to win, Jesus also had to let the devil have his way for a time. Jesus had to hit a sacrifice fly to send me all the way home to heaven. And Jesus did just that by sacrificing himself. Jesus thus utterly destroyed the devil and ended the game. Believing in Jesus saves me. And because of what he did for me, it's my role as a player on the team, the HCC Saints, to convince others to join us, and so to obtain through Christ a perfect record, free of charge. I will strive to give all the glory in my life, especially in my approach to sexuality, to God the Father for giving me a pinch hitter, to God the Son for standing in my place, and to God the Holy Spirit for transferring the righteousness of Christ to me. What a wonderful Savior I have. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 413, stanzas 5 and 6.
struggle with